Today I want to direct your attention to 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 through 11. And I want to talk about disciples being like Christ. Disciples being like Christ. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 through 11, it reads, "But at the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another. For love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen." When I talk about disciples being like Christ, our message to you, beloved, is developed from the epistle of 1 Peter. This book was written from Rome, called Babylon, in 1 Peter 5:13, for an unknown reason. But it was written by the Apostle Peter. The time of the writing of this letter was during Emperor Nero's reign, when there was great persecution of believers. The most likely time period for the composition of our text is around AD 62 through 64. Nero was a Roman emperor who reigned between the year 54 through 68. He was, and history records him as, an individual that was cruel and full of greed. During Nero's rule, what is known as the Great Fire broke out in Rome around AD 64. And history records that much of the city was destroyed, including Nero's palace. The story goes that Nero fiddled while Rome burned. Rumors circled that Nero had caused the fire for political reasons, to counteract this opinion. Nero took measures to provide relief for those affected by the fire. Still, he could not dispel the rumor that he had set the fire. People knew that he planned to build a much larger palace for himself, and they reasoned that he, glory to God, used the fire to clear off the land. Nero felt the need to divert suspicion to somebody else or to another group. So he selected the Christians as a scapegoat or more specifically, as his scapegoat. He claimed that they had set the fire. A systematic persecution of the Christian followed. And because of his lifestyle and the persecution, many Christians viewed him as the Antichrist. Nero did not die of natural causes. This man of cruelty met death, had his own hands in AD 68. He realized that his rule was falling apart. His army rejected him, and his home support was sinking fast. Realizing that his power had come to an end, he ended his life by stabbing himself. This is a reminder to the contemporary believer that we too live under persecution because of our conviction. Sometimes our persecution is openly displayed. Other times our persecution is silent and done under the coat of secrecy. First Peter is written to Jewish believers struggling in the midst of evil and satanic persecution. It is within this written context that we witness the words of exhortation from Peter, words that come from antiquity to the modern day believers. The words succinctly are, be like Christ. Hallelujah. That really is the challenge in our lives. We must seek to be more and more like our Savior, our Redeemer, our Lord. A current slogan seen on pens and t-shirts, Bible covers, bookmarkers, and cap is WWJD. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Our message is really the challenge as a Christian when under persecution to ask and answer the question, what would Jesus do? God bless you, Melvin, who's in the studio with me this morning. That's a question that people are asking in certain situations. What would Jesus do? Well, why should we care what Jesus would do in any given situation? The world doesn't care because the world doesn't know him yet. We care because only through Christ do we have the redemption from sin and the security of eternal life with God the Father, accomplished through his Son, and watch this, healed and sealed by the Holy Spirit. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 says, for Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 21 through 22, there's also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God. Angels and authorities and powers have been made subject to him. The hope which is in us is Christ Jesus. Water baptism symbolizes spiritual cleansing. The connection of water baptism and the baptism of the Spirit with cleansing is present everywhere in the scripture. It relates to the sharing of Christ's death and his resurrection power. It is the resurrection of power of Jesus that should make us want to be like Christ. What he accomplished for us on Calvary is the difference between life and death for those who have come to God through faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. Don't misunderstand me, my beloved. Being like Christ is not always an easy road to travel. But remember, Christ was not, easy either. Being Christ was not always easy. The God of Christ needed no lesson, but the humanity of Christ had to learn human emotion that he may be able, to relate from a human perspective what humans must endure. Hebrews 3, chapter 5, verse 8-9 says, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Being like Christ is learning obedience by the things we suffer in this life. Being like Christ is the recognition that Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. So there could be no question as to whether God could truly identify with the experience of his created human beings, that God could actually relate to the sufferings placed on sinful humanity. God sent his Son to the earth to experience within the skin what fallen humanity must endure. But Jesus did all of that without a sin nature. But he did it within the skin of man, open to share and experience all of man's humanity, yet without sin. Jesus' human life was not a script developed in the throne room of eternity that he passively followed. Jesus was not a puppet on an eternal string. The life and destiny of Christ was a life that he chose freely. John chapter 10, verse 17 and 18 says, therefore my Father loves me because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. My beloved, the life of Jesus on this earth can be identified as being a continuous process of making the will of God the Father his own. Jesus chose to obey, even though obedience led to suffering and death. Because Jesus obeyed perfectly, even under great trial, he can help us obey, no matter how difficult obedience seems to be. Being like Christ is indeed the ability to travel the road of obedience in all situations. It is our ability to emulate his life and teaching. Being like Christ is our determination to put our hands on the plow and not look back. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 and 2 says, therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer, hallelujah, shall live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. Amen, somebody. I know we desire to live in a suffer-free society. We don't want to suffer any shape, any form, or fashion. Life, however, is full of seasons of suffering. Not only do we suffer because of our beliefs, but suffering often comes as a result of living. It comes with the territory. We suffer because of some of our life choices. We suffer as a result of personal success. We suffer when we refuse to go along with the in crowd. There are many ways we can suffer. But when we suffer, it results in pain or distress. It results in losses. It can bring about injury, harm, or punishment. Suffering causes us to tolerate or endure evil, injury, pain, or even death. But remember what we read earlier, what we read earlier about our suffering Savior. Christ also suffered once for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit. Being a disciple, finally, my beloved, being a disciple like Christ means that we must be prepared to suffer as a Christian. Suffer within the context of our going through what God has challenged us to go through with. We are encouraged to have a Christ-like attitude. That's why Peter said to, and starts off in the chapter 4, and he said to us, since Christ suffered for our sins, that we might have direct access to the Father. Since we died to the flesh, yet we are made alive by the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise God. I came by to tell you today, on this Lord's Day, put on your armor and recognize that suffering only endures for a season. But hallelujah, joy cometh in the morning. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Oh, if you got to suffer, just recognize God will give you the victory. Be like Christ. Be like Christ. Being like Christ is being fed up with a lifestyle unbefitting the godliness. It is recognizing that while you have been doing your own thing in the world, you see it has wasted time. And now you understand that you want to walk for Christ. You want to talk for Christ. You want to live for Christ. Recognize that being like Christ is taking the stand that you'd rather have Jesus than anything this world has to offer. The basis of salvation is our belief in Jesus, but the basis for judgment is how we have lived. So I challenge you today to walk on by faith. Walk on through the storms of life. Walk on by faith. The good news is that he chose you before the foundation of the world, that you would be holy and without blame before him in love. I came by to remind you that since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourself also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin. Hallelujah. If you're out there today, I invite you to walk on in the things of God. Don't ever give up. Because God said, I lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Thank God for you today.